Chapter 17, Reuben, October 19, 1992. Reuben sat on the couch, sharing a bag of microwave popcorn with Trevor. Now and then, a piece fell, only to be retrieved by Miss Liza, who spent most of her time at Arlene's now with the rest of the family. Every time she ate a kernel, Trevor told her that cats aren't supposed to like popcorn. She seemed unconcerned. They watched Buffalo play the Riders, a good game for Trevor to use as a teaching tool, since he wasn't overly concerned about the outcome. He cheered for Buffalo, but not so much that he couldn't breathe. Just as the game had gone to commercial, Trevor had been attempting to teach Reuben the difference between a touchback and a safety. Also, between a touchback after an end zone interception and a touchback after a kickoff. Reuben figured he had most of the basics down by now, but he might have been unclear on a few details. A Coca-Cola commercial came on, the jingle familiar, destined to become too familiar, because now Reuben always thinks about it in connection with everything else, not on purpose. He just hears it in his head every time the whole ordeal plays it through again, which it still does from time to time. Trevor was feeding Miss Liza a piece of popcorn on purpose. She stood up on her hind legs to take it, one paw braced on Trevor's jeans, one poised in the air as if she might need to bat the prize away. It should have been a good moment, a good day, a good life, by all rights. It should have been. Reuben heard a knock on the door. Arlene called in from the kitchen. She said she would get it. She swung the door open. Reuben looked up, waited for her to say something. He couldn't see her face, just the back of her head. But he wanted to see her face for some reason. A man stood in the doorway, saying nothing. A wiry, rather small man with dark, curly hair. The silence seemed to twist into Reuben's stomach somehow, as if stomachs can know things without needing to be taught. Reuben glanced over at Trevor, who stared at the doorway, his eyes fixed and expressionless. That cola jingle kept going against the back of Reuben's brain. Somebody had to say something, and it was the stranger who finally spoke. "You don't seem too happy to see me." Then the wiry little man turned his attention to Trevor. "Aren't you even going to say hello?" "Hello." Trevor's voice sounded hollow and cold. It never had before. That was the moment, really, that Reuben knew something had happened. Something irreversible. Trevor never talked that way to anybody. The man tilted his head. "You don't call me Daddy no more?" Oh, yeah.